This is the Don and Mike Show.
It happened over a period of time. Apparently, it didn't really just tear in an accident. It just, at my age, it plumb wore out. I'm going to be glad when it's completely healed, but it is not excruciating pain. Of course, I'm part Indian. I can stand a lot of pain.
The Don and Mike Show.
Do you know Bob Barker's part Indian?
I didn't know that until you played that tape.
Princes of Peace, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. We'll talk to Bob Barker here in a second. He's got nothing to promote except the fact that he's Bob freaking Barker.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the greatest game show in daytime television.
We love Bob Barker, so we'll talk to him in a second. Let's see. Okay, this website. Everybody's waiting for the results.
Results are in.
The website is myheritage.com.
Okay.
You upload a photo of your face, your face, and then it shows you the celebrities you look like. I don't know where Rob found this thing. However, he's written me a note. The site was created by researchers in Israel. Their goal is to have millions of people upload photos, use the software to track down relatives, finding people who share their facial features.
Hava Nagila.
So, let's see. As it turns out, one of us, the one of us that has, the woman, the percentages were wrong. Robbie and John, they just went through and put John Norman's picture in as well. We'll have his results shortly.
Good. Okay.
One of us that has, well, we all, except for Mike, we all have women.
Mm-hmm.
One of us has a woman as the number one lookalike. One of us has Kathleen Turner as our number one lookalike.
That's bizarre.
It's not,
it is so bizarre. I'm looking at all you
guys. It's not the number two lookalike. It's the number one lookalike.
Number one lookalike. Kathleen Turner.
Here we go. Mike, we've already started with you.
Okay.
We uploaded your photo,
yeah.
Put it in, and the three celebrities that you most resemble, each of them with 60%, are Henry Fonda, Oliver Stone, and Jason Alexander.
Oh, God, no. I knew there had to be one bad one in there. Of course, Oliver Stone isn't exactly a walk in the park.
Then we have three more. There were six for you. There's six for each of us. Some of us have more than us. Gosh.
Wow.
Gosh, Buzz, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mike, here are your next three.
Okay.
You have six total.
All right.
These also got 59%.
So they're close.
Very close. John Ritter. Dan Aykroyd. And Al Pacino.
Very nice.
Wow.
Now, it's fine. I mean,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Go to our website. Go to Donamike website.com.
That doesn't make any sense.
Look at our pictures, and you're going to know how retarded this website is.
Attica!
Now, you're going to love this.
All right.
I'll throw myself out there.
Okay.
Because this I think, outside of the whoever's number one with Kathleen Turner, which is obviously not me now.
Right, right.
Whoa.
I think I've got maybe the worst top two of anybody on the whole list.
What's the percentage?
Number one is 71%.
Okay.
Which I will tell you, of everybody on the show that we did, me, you, Buzz, Rob, and Joe, it is the highest percentage of celebrity resemblance.
Yes.
They put my picture in from the website.
Yes.
Number one is 71%.
Go on.
Larry Bird.
I'm sorry.
I S you not.
I'm so sorry. Mike, so funny, he staggered out of the room.
Yeah. I'm glad you're amused, Mike. I knew you would be.
Mike, that is a wild card.
Wait,
that is a wild card.
Feeling better about Jason Alexander now, aren't you?
Larry
waiting,
Bird.
Wait until my number two. Uh-huh. At 67%.
Yes.
67%. Strom Thurmond.
Oh, man.
The young Strom.
Holy Moses. These are out of left field.
Yeah. At number three with 62%, Val Kilmer.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good-looking guy.
That's here we go.
Strong.
So I'm feeling better, right?
You're right.
Larry Bird, sure. Strom Thurmond. At number four, celebrity look-like, 61%,
mm-hmm.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That's odd.
This is so strange.
Also at 61%,
wow. Yeah.
Carson Daly.
Okay, that's, you know, not an ugly guy.
And then at 60%, I think this was more mental than physical, Ben Affleck.
You're happy. You're such a big fan.
Wow.
Yeah,
there's some good-looking people on there.
Wow.
You know what, Buzz?
Yeah?
Seemed to me that you were just a bit too enthusiastic when that Larry Bird was announced. I mean, I know Mike got up and walked around, but you really seemed to revel in it.
Well, I didn't get up and dance like Mike did.
Why don't we do Buzz next?
All Let's right, do Buzz.
Fine. Why don't we do Buzz
now,
next?
Now, what's Buzz's percentage at the top? What is
70.
70, so that's pretty high.
It's a high number. Congratulations, Buzz. You won the lottery.
I knew it.
Kathleen Turner. Hey! Buzz Burbank.
So many people
have said that. 70%. Following Kathleen Turner at 70. At 64%, we have...
Yes.
I've never heard of this actor. Rob tells me I would know him from horror movies.
Yeah.
A guy named Christopher Lee.
Oh, Christopher Lee. Okay. Dracula.
Yeah.
One of the famous Draculas.
Yeah. Number three. On Buzz's list.
Uh-huh.
63%?
Yes.
Mira Sorvino.
Lots of female in Buzz.
Number four on Buzz's list. Mm-hmm. 62%. Jackie O.
Oh, real? All these, pretty women.
Yeah.
Also, you're pretty, Buzz.
Thank you.
Also at 62% on Buzz's picture.
Uh-huh.
And please think mugshot here, okay?
All right.
Nick Nolte.
Hey, cool. Nick Nolte.
I'm proud of that one.
Here's one that's going to piss you off, Buzz.
All right.
61%. Celebrity you most resemble?
Yes.
From the scanning of your picture on this website, myheritage.com.
Here we go.
W.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready for some football?
There's irony.
Justice.
For you.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Wow. Oh,
then you have, at 56%, it's a tie with Emilio Estevez and Clint Eastwood.
Hey, wow.
Those are good.
Boy, oh, boy. Wow. Buzz Burbank.
Let's go to let's go to Robbie.
Yeah, because Jackie Robbie. O, Nick Nolte, and Clint Eastwood all look so similar, I guess.
Let's go to Rob. Rob has a tie.
I'm excited about this
Rob has a male-female tie at number one at 66%. The celebrity Rob most resembles, according to the picture in the software of his website, it's a tie between Howard Dean and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No. Wow. That's it. I'm out.
Yeah, well, maybe
this is BS.
Maybe it's Rob's mitts. Big man mitts. Then you have, at 61%, Heath Ledger.
Thank you.
That's good.
Followed by at 60%, and he's got to love this because you love everything Kraut.
Right.
David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
The man's a genius.
Wow. Then you have, for Rob, from Lost, right? Matthew Fox.
Yep.
Okay. 59%.
Which one is Matthew Fox?
He's the doctor, the good-looking doctor.
All right.
Rob also has, then, at 58%, William Shatner. And at 57%. American Psycho and Batman, Christian Bale.
Oh, Christian Bale. Very, very good. I like that. Rob's has totally thrown me.
Yeah.
Charles Lawton wasn't in there. Kathy Bates wasn't in there.
Right?
No. Hold on. Is that Barker?
Yes, it is.
Is that Barker? Okay, you know what then? What we're going to do is hold off on the rest of this list until we talk to just simply the best. You know how much we love Bob Barker.
Mm-hmm. We are mega fans.
Here
we always have been.
From Television City in Hollywood, here's the great Bob Barker, everybody. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Bob Barker, it is great to have you on the show again.
The last time I talked with you guys, you were out here.
Yeah, we were doing the whole tour, I think, out there, and all the CBS stars were coming by and talking to
us. Love you, Bob. Great to have you on the show. If you don't mind, the first question, we know we were supposed to chat on Monday, and you were involved in, what was it?
Something with the city council. And
city council, can we ask about that?
Sure, absolutely. I'm working with some people who are trying to convince the Los Angeles Zoo that they should close their elephant exhibit and place the three remaining elephants in a sanctuary where they'll be able to live a life that's the nearest thing possible to their normal life in the wild.
You know, I think anybody that has ever been to a zoo, of all the animals that are in a zoo, when you see the elephants, just on size alone, and when they're in that kind of an enclosure, that's kind of tough to take, I think, even for, you know, somebody who's not as actively involved in animal rights as you are, I would think.
Well, you may not be actively involved, but you're very discerning. All animals suffer in zoos.
Mm-hmm.
They're all confined. many of us refer to zoos as prisons for animals.
Yeah.
But the elephants probably do suffer more because of their lifestyle. They're very social animals. They bond and families stay together for their entire lifetime, or compatible animals stay together for their entire lifetime. And these elephants walk 10, 20, as much as 50 miles a day. And to be confined in these zoos is psychologically very damaging.
Well, are you making any headway with that?
Well, I can't honestly say that I'm too optimistic.
Okay.
Zoos all over the United States are closing their elephant exhibits. I mean, there isn't a zoo in metropolitan New York City that is still holding elephants in captivity. Good. The last was the Bronx Zoo, and only a few weeks ago it announced that it was going to phase out its elephant exhibits. So they're all gone. And a famous Lincoln Zoo in Chicago, and all over the country, north, south, east, west. Out here in California, the San Francisco Zoo has released its elephants, the Sacramento Zoo, the Santa Barbara Zoo, the...
Now, Bob, when you say they've released them, they've not let them go. They've not just
sanctuary.
They've not just opened the doors and said, go ahead.
No.
Go live the good life.
Although the elephants would be better off if they did just that.
It might freak a few people out, but that's all right.
Is this why last night on Entertainment Tonight, I just saw a brief clip, and they mentioned Bob Barker and animals, and I didn't know exactly what, so that must be what this is all about.
That's right. You see, I have a torn tendon in my foot.
We just played that tape. Bob, I'm sorry to interrupt you. How much percentage Indian are you? We just heard that.
We didn't know you were part Native American, Mr. Barker.
Well, I'm only an eighth.
Only an eighth. Do you know what tribe?
My tendons are the Indian part, and so I can stand a lot of pain.
That's good.
Well, it's
in any event, I had torn a tendon in my foot, and I was walking on a big boot that goes up to my knee, and it was difficult for me to. I could stand and I could walk, but not a long distance. We had to park. We were at City Hall and had to park a long way, and so they picked me up in a wheelchair. Well, Entertainment Tonight, they thought that was pretty spiffy, and they got a shot of me in this wheelchair.
Oh, no.
Shot of the boot, and now they're coming over to the show Monday when I go back to work, and just to make sure that I've survived.
Are you still going to be able to play Plinko with a torn tendon?
I can play Plinko with a torn tendon. I can't hip-hop anymore. I can't hip.
If you can take a compliment, and this is really a heartfelt compliment, I consider it a rite of passage. Now, I never went to college myself, but I know how popular your show is on college campuses.
Yes.
I have my son is 21, and he is a junior down at Clemson in South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And it is only this year that I got the fabulous call from him that I'd been waiting for, letting me know that he was well-adjusted. He called one day and said, Dad, are you watching The Price is Right? And I said, I'm not watching it right now. And he said, they have a pair of jet skis on. A pair of jet skis. And
jet skis. Uh-huh.
Jet skis. And yes. We all want to know how much you think they cost. And I said, who's there? And it was him with about 15 of his friends.
Great.
Now, this is 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
They've all got classes, so I'm assuming that they're not having a kegger or anything. They're just, at some point, why is it, Bob, do you think that college kids grab on to The Price is Right and hold on so tight and won't let go? What's your theory on that besides?
Well, I personally think it's because they just feel that I'm one of them.
But really, I mean, I couldn't get my kid to, he's not a kid, he's a man, he's 21. I couldn't get him to sit down and play a pricing game with me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get him to sit down and watch a game show with me. But somehow on its own.
Have you ever given him a car or a refrigerator? Then you get more cooperation.
No, you're right about that. And as a matter of fact, one of his goals this summer with his friends is to make a trip out to California.
And go on the show?
Where they desperately want to get on the show. And he says to me, Dad, I know if I wear a T-shirt, and they almost think that, if I wear a T-shirt saying I go to Clemson and I watch every day, I'll get picked out.
Why? Better go. Why? You know, we have kids from all over the country. I mean, as far east as you can go, we have them from upstate New York. We have them from the South. We love it. They give the show great energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've been doing it for so long. How are you going to be doing it much longer? Do you see any kind of retirement in your future at all?
Well, I've signed a 5-year contract.
There you go. I love it.
I figure if I finish that, I'll be 87 years old.
Wow.
And then I can retire while I'm still young.
Good for you.
Oh, and Bob, listen, as a fan of the show, and as someone who now has a son who's a fan of the show, really, how come The Price is Right is not available in fabulous, spectacular CBS high definition?
Good question.
I watch Letterman in high def. I watch CSI. There's even like a soap opera that's on in high def.
We were talking actually before you came on the show how wonderful that show would look. The Price is Right would look so nice in high definition.
Yeah. Well, there's been conversation about it, but it hasn't happened as yet, I don't know why, and I don't know when it will. But well, I think
love
it's a good idea, yeah.
And Bob, when you mentioned you're back shooting next week, what is your overall shooting schedule when you're going to go in and bang out a couple of weeks of The Price is Right?
Yeah, how does that work? Because we've been fascinated with it.
We do two shows on Monday. We do one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, and one on Thursday.
See, now, and in a lot of game shows, Bob, don't they do them all like...
They'll do five in a day.
They'll do five in a day, and then
Years ago, when I was younger,
right.
We tried three a day, but it was too much.
Right.
And for everybody, and including all of the crew. But we did two a day for years, and worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and did six shows. But... And gentlemen, as time marched on, it got too much for me.
I would imagine so.
And so I begged them to cut it down, and they generously did, even though it cost more money to shoot it over this schedule. But we'll probably do only one this Monday and get my foot warmed up.
Good for you.
But Bob, I know that the show was taped in advance. Isn't it almost better to go in and do one every day, so if something that day happened that you wanted to speak about, or if something traumatic or fantastic happened?
To speak about something that happened, you know, that day would be to do it live.
Okay, well, then the question, how far in advance do you shoot the show?
About 5 weeks.
Oh, 5 weeks, wow. Okay. So, I mean, somebody can, about a month, somebody's going to see themselves if they get on The Price is Right. And Rob, our producer, wants to know, when's the next $1 million spectacular?
Well, we have one coming up. I mean, they're planning one.
Okay.
We wanted to go back and do it at Radio City Music Hall, and they wanted us to do that, but it was just so expensive that we figured we couldn't do it. Now they're talking with some hotels in Las Vegas. We may go up there. We did one, the only show that we ever did outside of our own studio, we did in Las Vegas, and it was a huge success.
And outside of your tendon and all that, you're feeling pretty good, Bob?
Oh, I'm top-notch. Yes,
good
I feel fine.
Good for you.
Except for my tendon.
Your Indian tendon, right.
And I didn't have an accident. I mean, a running back in football, he'll make some cut and his tendon will snap. Well, nothing like that happened to me. Mine just slowly wore out. Finally, it became frayed and broke.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to try to put the ends back together. They said it'd have to pull it so far that it wouldn't work. And so we're just letting it go, and I'm going to live the remaining years of my life with one less tendon than the rest of you guys.
I know you'll do just fine.
Bob, as someone, again, who, I watch the show. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to tell you. I know you have...
Why would you be embarrassed?
Only because I ask...
The intellectuals are watching.
No. I'm going to ask you questions that, like, only, like, the mega super housefrows would come up. You know, I'm like one of those women that jump up on stage and start to molest you, when you're like, please get away from me. Like, for instance, I know you have a new announcer, but I've noticed... I have never seen him on camera.
Oh, he's on camera at the end of every show.
Then Channel 9 must cut that part out of the show.
Mm. Well, they may.
Have you seen him?
They started in those, what do you call it? I've gone blank for the moment. at, they do at the end of shows, you know. They
I know what you do with
things.
They put you in like in a little box, and they put the news lady in the big box.
Yeah, because they're promoting the new news
coming up next.
Out.
So is that? So what's the new guy look like?
He's a nice looking young fellow. He's a dark haired fellow, about I'd say 6 feet tall, and maybe 40, 45 years old.
Mm-hmm. He's
and,
good. He's,
I think he's doing a good job.
He's outstanding. Of course, he's no Rod. I mean, you're not going to get.
Rod was the greatest.
Another Rod Roddy.
Well, do you remember Johnny Olson?
Oh, yes. My God, yes. Johnny Olson. Fantastic.
I've been blessed with announcers. I mean, I've had top-notch announcers right through the whole run.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Frank Caliendo?
Frank Caliendo.
He's an impressionist.
Sounds familiar.
He's on Mad TV, and one of the skits that they do that just kills us to this day is they do Rod Roddy doing The Price is Right, and they've got some guy who's you.
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
We had him on the show the other day, and he was doing a killer Rod Roddy. It was fantastic.
That's great.
And,
lives on.
When you look now at a showcase... For instance, I was watching, let's be honest, today, even though I know you taped it a while ago, you wouldn't remember. It was a showcase that had a car.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime there's a car, right away, I think, 20 grand. At least I'm going to add 20 grand to the price of the showcase. Back when you started the show and you would give away a car.
Right.
What was the average cost of, like, a really nice car you'd give away when the show first came on?
Yeah, just say, like a sedan, like, a mid-level sedan.
The first car that I gave away was $2,650.
Now today,
and it was made by General Motors, and it was a car that is no longer produced. I wish I could tell you the name of it. You'd know it. It was a well-known name.
$2,600.
And the one that was on today.
And we used to have showcases that were $2,000 and $3,000.
Wow.
Well, now that would never do. Now that's one of your easy pricing games at the beginning. For goodness' sakes.
And then you try to tell us there's no inflation.
Is it true that you only give away American automobiles now?
Yes, only American-made cars.
Bob Barker, Patriot. There you go.
We haven't given away. We've given away only American-made cars for years.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's wonderful.
Amen to that.
Speaking of these cars now, that 2000, when we started, we'd give away cars that were $2,000. Then it was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then we had to remodel some of our props to accommodate five figures because it was so hard to get cars less than $10,000.
Yeah, people watch The Price is Right, and back when we did the interview with you when we went to CBS Television City, we were just wandering around backstage at The Price is Right, and it's just amazing when you think the sheer weight of some of the sets that you have.
People don't
process that when they're watching it on TV, but a lot of this stuff is made out of, which amazes me, is made out of wood.
Yeah, we touched all your stuff.
We did. We touched a lot of your stuff. I hope you don't mind. I mean, it must take an awful lot.
Have them check your fingerprint.
It must take a lot.
One of the reasons that we don't travel the show more.
Right.
It's like the Normandy invasion. It really is. We have cars and trucks and that big wheel, we can't even... It's just murderous.
Yeah, when you see people with that, when it's the showcase wheel, when they're spinning that, and that you see some of the petite contestants that really struggle with that, that's because the thing is massive, and it really is heavy, isn't it?
Well, it is heavy, and also it's adjustable. And sometimes, if they get it too loose, then the wheel spins so long that we have trouble getting the show on within the hour.
Right.
If they get it too tight, then they... have a little more trouble getting it around than we want them to
see
have.
See somebody hanging from it.
That'd Bob, do you ever get the feeling like with this new guy, this new cat, Les Moonves, who's the new boss, and he's our boss, too. We've had him on our show. He's radio and TV for CBS.
Right.
You ever get the feeling with this guy, here's what I noticed what they do with you, that your show is there and it's on during the day, and it's a staple, and it's great. But like when they need a kick in the pants during the ratings, they say, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let's get Bob.
Get Bob out there.
Let's do the $1 million spectacular at any time. Now I know that you're a reverential guy, and I mean this with all respect. At any time, do you ever feel like when they call you up, just saying to Les Moonves sometimes, "Hey, listen, I'm not your slut. You know, I'm not. I'm. I don't.
It has
I don't,
never occurred to me.
I don't, I don't come off like a prom dress on prom night. You know what I'm saying?
It has never occurred to me to say that, nor am I ever going to.
And I know you wouldn't.
My lengthy career could end that quickly.
That's great.
But you must be flattered, though, that still at this point.
Well, we are flattered in a way. They get have years ago. I tried to convince them to do the show once a week, nighttime.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think if they had started it, it would have been just as successful, probably, as a lot of other shows that have been on for long runs nighttime.
Hey, what do you think now when you see something, Bob? I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you said that, made me think of. When you see something like Deal or No Deal, something that's the flavor of the month, that right now everybody's watching that show, but we all know that 6 months from now, it'll be
gone. And that
gone.
Leads me into another question that I want to tack onto that. When you do see shows like that, game shows especially, and in prime time, that come and they go, and this is a serious question, what do you think is the reason for the staying power of a show like The Price is Right?
Besides, I mean, there are you, few Bob. Other, besides you, beloved Bob.
Well, it's a combination of things. First of all, my agent says it's Bob Barker.
It is Bob Barker.
Of course, he's supposed to say that.
100% Bob Barker. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Did you ever
forget
that?
In all honesty, mm-hmm. I think it all begins with the basic premise of the show. Everything we do is based on prices. Mm-hmm. And everybody identifies with prices, so everybody gets involved, and that's what every game show wants, is viewer involvement.
Well, it's timeless. It really is. I mean, you can watch
that
show.
And beyond that, we do the show just as if it were a live show. We don't edit. We go on time. I bring it out on time.
Do they run any classic episodes like on TV Land or the Game Show Network? Can you see like an older version of The Price is Right? Because
no,
I would love to see that.
No, they show it with Bob has dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have, years ago, they had it on the Game Show Network briefly, but... I think CBS objected because we were still doing live product. But
Okay. It'll
be all over the Game Show Network in the years to come, I would imagine. Uh-huh. But to hark back to the success of the show, I think that doing it as if it were a live show and taking contestants right out of the audience, no primping, no rehearsing, nothing like that, all of that, I think, adds to the charm of the show. I really do.
And Bob, what's the, on occasion... What's the B.O. factor for some of those contestants who have been not only sitting in the audience, but maybe somebody's been on Contestants Row and, like, they've been there whole show under the hot lights, and finally on the last pricing game they make it up. You ever get the real B.O. attack?
Well, you don't see it on camera. I have a page who sprays them as they come.
Wow. And, Bob, the last thing I have to ask you is on a personal, you probably don't even remember this, after we came out to see everybody at CBS, and you were so great, we were on your set. One of my dogs, Max, we actually had him taken care of on the air. We had
him on the air.
Yes, we sanitized. We had
an actual vet that did it here at the studio. They actually made it a sterile environment where they had this done up in one of our conference rooms, and the procedure was actually done on the air.
And
well, I'm never going to be your guest in person. I'll tell you that.
and my dear sweet departed wife actually had my dog's little Nads. He's a little retriever. We had his Nads actually made. She went to a jewelry shop.
Right.
Actually had them made into cufflinks. And whoever our producer was at the time said, we are going to overnight this to Bob Barker.
Send the cufflinks to Bob.
And
Bob Barker would have worn them.
And now, here's a question. Did you ever get them?
No.
Do you even remember? Oh. Or do so many people send you crap that if you got
something send me these cufflinks?
Yep.
Bob, listen, I don't want to get into a whole big thing with you, but my wife passed away just this last year after 25 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, but I only mention it because I say, it was her idea.
And she sent them, and they were sent, and they didn't get to you.
I did not receive them.
You know what we'll do? We'll do the same procedure with our producer, and we'll send you those cufflinks.
Hey,
how's that? Sorry, Rob.
I heard a scream, I think.
but see, the thing...
That was a wonderful thought, and I'm so sorry I didn't get them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I usually get things, you know. Huh.
Then you know what you should do? You should check that Weasel Les Moon vest. Check his wrist someday.
Yeah, he's probably wearing them. He stole them from you.
Because I bet he's got them on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Bob, listen, like when I mentioned my wife, and I'm cool talking about that, I'm fine with the way everything has worked out now. Our listeners were fantastic. Then when my wife passed away, they had a she loved animals like you do, and we asked for all donations, anybody that wanted to, you know, remember my wife,
right,
to send it to this little tiny animal shelter in Berlin, Maryland, that just was, it's a little, you know the type. They got no money, they got no nothing. Our listeners were so fantastic. My wife would have been so proud and happy. This place ended up getting something like $30,000 unsolicited, just from something that was on the web.
Right.
With people sending in $10 and $20. Why is it, you think, Bob, that some people like you and like my wife have this gene about, I mean, everybody loves animals. I've got three dogs and a cat, but I got to say, I never took it to the extreme that my wife did.
Yeah, why that
or
cause?
The extreme
why that, cause?
That you do. You shared that with my wife. Why do you love animals so much that every day you mention it on the show, and you're as well known for this as you are for the, mm-hmm, I think, as the game show.
Mm-hmm.
Why you love animals so much?
Well, I have always loved them, and about between 25 and 30 years ago, I started working with a few organizations, and as I became aware for the first time of the terrible mistreatment and exploitation of animals, I just felt compelled to try to do what I could to help them. And as I got into it more and more deeply, I discovered that no matter how little difference I could make, I could make a difference. And it was so encouraging to me that I just worked more and more, and it's become really, if not the most important, one of the most important parts of my life.
Now, do you own animals? You must, right?
Oh, sure.
How many do you have? What do you have?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I have a dog. I have a wonderful dog named Jesse that came from a shelter.
Good.
I have two rabbits, Mr. Rabbit and his Honey Bunny, in the house. They have their own room, and they have the run of the house when I can watch them. And now my swimming pool has become a duck pond.
Oh,
for
great.
Years, ducks that were migrating would land in my pool and rest and go on. But this year, these two stayed, this male and female, and she has a nest with 12 eggs in it, and I have had them put a chain-link fence across my yard so that nothing can get over there. My dog can't get at them, and they're safe in there. And I don't know when these eggs are going to hatch. It's going to be any moment, and they're there. We feed them, and that's where they will live if that's where they want to live for a while before they move on. And some people are telling me, Barker, they're never going to move on.
That's great. I know you wouldn't mind a bit.
If the city doesn't throw me out, or if the neighbors don't complain, I'm just going to leave the chain link fence up,
yeah,
and I don't need the swimming pool, and the ducks need a duck pond, so I may have permanent ducks.
That proves it right there. You're true to the cause, that's for sure.
Well, Bob, we always love talking to you. We appreciate so much your time.
Well, it's a joy talking with you fellas. I enjoy it.
You should know how much we love having you on.
I don't want to come over there in person.
Thank you very much, Bob. And, we appreciate it.
We need to put you on hold because Rob loves you more than anybody. He wants to say hi to you.
Right.
And if you hold on just a second, please. And great talking to you.
Thanks. The
one, the only.
With you, and I wish both of you the very best.
Bob, thank you, Bob.
Bob Barker.
Yeah. Bob Barker!
Yeah. Oh, and he never got the cufflinks.
No.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on, Bob. He never got the cufflinks. Ay, ay, ay.
That is a TV legend right there.
And you know what?
You know, it's amazing when we talk to a guy that's going strong, still doing his show, and we're just lucky that we made it to 40.
Oh, yeah, no S.
I mean, really.
He's still getting it done.
That's a pisser.
Yeah.
Somebody out there has the cufflinks.
Somebody, probably one of the junior members of the staff, probably stole the testicle cufflinks.
I believe that I was assured by, well...
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Somewhere along the line, something went awry.
Imagine that.
Maybe he kept them.
Well, I know that. Well, listen, here's the thing. Here's what makes that a possibility.
Right.
She took him to a nice jewelry store.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that someone unscrupulous.
Yes.
Some bastard.
Would melt them down.
Some two-faced, lying rat bastard who can just kiss my ass. probably took those things, and you're right.
Melted them down.
Had them melted down.
Along with the teeth that he's stealing from people.
So you know what? Good for him. That's his first set of balls.
No!
That's good.
Oh, bada-bing.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Or for her. Because I'm not really sure which one of our underlings it was at the time.
You'll never know.
I'm not really sure. Well, I know the family.
We can research it.
I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
I know the family tree.
Was Bob pleased, Rob?
Delighted.
We always treat him with a great deal of reverence on the show.
Oh, we kiss his ass. Are you kidding? He's Bob Barker.
He's Bob Barker. Exactly.
I mean, what are you going to do? Like, ask him fart jokes and stuff?
And when we were backstage, seriously, we were the biggest tards at Television City.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Plinko.
Plinko!
We played Plinko. Yeah.
Of course we did.
We actually took the little chips and we dropped them down. It was a great moment. But what you're amazed, it looks so different when you see it on TV.
It looks so cheap.
It's plywood.
Dirty, yeah. Beaten up.
But when you put it on the TV, it looks magic.
Right.
The password is like Carnival.
Yep.
It's just painted plywood.
It's amazing. And heavy. That's why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks awful.
I have to spruce that up for high def.
Oh, Bob Barker. Hello, Don and Mike. You know, they should put that show in high def.
They should.
For God's sake.
Colors and the wheels.
Hello, Don and Mike. I mean, King of Queens is in high def.
Yeah, come on.
Please. Hey, I got to look at her last night, too.
How's she doing? I haven't watched that show in a year and a half.
Well?
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you're getting a little testy about this.
Oh, get it?
I get
jokes.
How did Lisa Remedy do? Well, I'd say that she, God, your radio's up way too loud. It's a good thing that her show's in widescreen.
Uh-huh.
Let me just say that.
Still hasn't taken off the baby weight, huh?
Oh, my God. No, and they're still making her out to be, you know, like she's supposed to be hot as S.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Kevin James, can probably fit in her clothes now.
Really?
Kevin James looks to me like he's lost a little weight.
So now he'll get the magazine covers.
Yeah, I was watching, I guess it was Monday night. Is that when that King of Queens is on? Monday night, right.
It's on every night.
And that is in high def.
It is.
And meanwhile, the Price is Right.
It's not.
Wallowing in obscurity over there.
It's not.
Because it is all about the bright colors when you think about it. I mean, you really think why it's lasted. Well, it's like people love pricing. He's right about that. But it's all the bright, flashy colors. So, put it on the whole thing. I want to see it on a rectangle.
That's why old people love it.
Old people, young people,
Rob. The Leno factor. Yeah.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, colors. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Bright colors. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, you talked to Bob Barker years ago and had mentioned the cufflinks, and at that time, I don't know if he was just going along with it or if he was confused, but he said that he loved them and he wore them and enjoyed them and he appreciated them.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe he...
So I don't know if he really got them or not.
There's a very good chance that at least one of the people on the phone has a lot of dead brain cells.
Yeah.
So I'd say it could be me or it could be him. If you're saying he said so, maybe he did get them and he just doesn't remember.
You know, maybe they're not his most cherished piece of jewelry.
Bye!
It's been a while.
You know me, though.
I'm bling.
You know me. I'd rather think badly of a former employee, though.
Yes, it's more fun that way. And we had a ball talking about
it. People are nuts about him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Don and Mike show.
Hey,
I tell you, if you ever do find out that it's anybody working currently on the show, I say sack him.
Sack him.
You know, they have a new pricing game on the Price is Right. They really do. It's called It's in the Bag.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don.
What? Hey, you're on the air. What?
Hey, why don't you ask Bob who's he tapping on the show now?
See, exactly. That's what I said. We treat him with a little respect.
Yeah. You don't ask that question of an 82-year-old game show host, TV icon.
We all know whoever the hottest piece of ass is,
right.
That's who he's boning.
And we keep his secret forever.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don
and
Mike.
Yes.
I've got to tell you, that interview you did with Bob Barker was the best I've ever heard you do. Absolutely wonderful.
Even though we were nice?
You got to lower your expectations.
People say that after every Don and Mike interview.
Yeah, this is
not after everyone.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
yeah,
everyone.
Course,
but this
that.
Was exceptional.
Yeah, okay. Okay, get out of here.
Bye-bye. I love
Bye!
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.